Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Share these shows, please, because we're on so many digital platforms right now. It makes it easy to share, and we need the sound of marching feet, folks, because this, as Tulsi Gabbard said yesterday, and I don't agree with her on much, but I agree with her on this. This administration's giving you the big F you. That's a quote from Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News yesterday, and I agree with her. They don't care about you. And we need to rise up, and that's the bottom line, but we can't rise up effectively unless we have more people engaged. So please do that. We have Dr. Ted Brewer with us here, and we're going to go to Dr. Ted in just a second as we talk about some critical things related to potential fallout, and that's literal and figurative. But first, I need to let you know we have a couple of sponsors for this segment. We have Noble Gold, and let me just say this. I went from being an advertiser to a customer as well. And I feel I'm pretty bulletproofed. They take 401ks, IRAs, they gold-proof them. And if gold can't protect it, there isn't anything that can. And they also, too, will do conversion and diversification of your resources. And there's absolutely no pressure. If they have the best customer service. I had to close my own deal the first time I talked to them. I mean, they are trained not to be aggressive. And they're there for you, 24/7 customer service. They speak English when you call them. I mean, everything about them is first class. I'm friends with the owner, Colin Plume. I couldn't endorse them more if you have a nest egg to protect. You owe it to yourself to call for a new obligation set of information. Now, if you don't want to talk to anybody, you can go to goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. Fill out the form, and they'll send you free information, and then you'll have to be the one to follow up. Or you can call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And we're also brought to you by Health Masters. Health Masters has saved me from a number of things, but in particular, knee surgery. About, oh gosh, it's been 10 years? Yeah, it's been 10 years. And torn meniscus. And our guest, Dr. Ted, said, Dave, give me a few weeks with this. And we took their supplements. I did some rehab. And I go back to the surgeon, and I said, look at this mobility. He was stunned. I said, there's no reason for me to have a surgery when I'm this mobile. And I haven't looked back. And then when I had a ruptured disc in my back, I went through the same thing. And so I highly endorse healthmasters.com. And there's a coupon code right now. And Ted, let me bring you in on this. The coupon code just jumped out of my head because we constantly rotate it here. Let me pull it up here, Ted, and I'll take a look. Here, no, that's not what I wanted to look at there, but okay, I guess I have to go to my website. So ladies and gentlemen, while you're waiting here for this, I really endorse Health Masters, and especially if we do go to war, if supply chain gets further damaged, you may not be able to get your pharmaceuticals. You better learn to go natural. And Health Masters, the coupon code for this cycle is COMMON5, and you get 5% off your orders, and it's fantastic, guys. I'm telling you, anyone that can save me from surgery is a friend in my book. So, Mr. Ted, Dr. Ted, you are my friend. Thanks for joining us. Looking forward to talking to you today.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I really appreciate you, too, and I'm glad that our products have been able to help you so much. And I want people to realize, and Dave's right, you know, if you don't know how to do a lot of what you do to your body from a natural standpoint, and you're relying on pharmaceuticals, one of two things is going to need to be done. You either have to stockpile the pharmaceuticals, which in most cases is very difficult to do, or you're going to have to learn to basically stockpile some natural supplements. And I'm not talking about, you know, getting a 50-year supply of supplements. It's nonsense because they'll expire before that. But at least a year supply. Like, you know, I have we have a lot of people calling us up the office now because of what's going on over in Ukraine and what's going on with Poland, and Poland saying they're going to send MiG-29s over to the United States, all this crazy stuff. And everybody's afraid we're going to have a nuclear exchange, you know, with Russia. Now, personally, I don't think that's going to happen. I want to say that and go on the record with that. We may have a dirty bomb released. We may have that done. And they may say, oh, Russia did this or somebody else did this. It'll probably be a false flag. Because I don't think any of the people that are running the planet are stupid enough for a full-blown nuclear exchange, nor do I think the entities that I've talked about so many times that are controlling these people are going to want to have that happen here either. Also, they put a whole bunch of money into 5G infrastructure to put an energy field around the planet to control everybody's hearts and minds and control their thoughts, and they're actually coming out and openly saying that now through the World Economic Forum. They can control what you think and what you do and everything else with DNA-changing vaccines, which aren't even vaccines, they're mRNA changing of you is what they're doing. And so I don't believe you need to be stockpiling huge amounts of supplements. I think a year supply is fine. Our potassium iodide is 12.5 milligrams, which is what you need every day. And, you know, we have it's 90 tablets. It's very inexpensive. It's like less than $25. And it's probably one of the least expensive products that we have. And we're not going to price gouge anybody. And our product is molecular iodine. So if you have to take 120 milligrams a day, which is what they recommend if you get exposed to some type of Chernobyl incident, you need to go ahead and get enough for you and your family, you know, for a couple of months. That's it. But four bottles of this will take care of an individual for an entire year. And so if you have four or five people in your family, 15 or 20 bottles would be enough, and that would be enough for you to load up onto if you needed to. But don't be going out and buying 30 or 40 or 50 bottles of potassium iodine and have it go bad on you. Not worth it, guys. But if you're going to be using four bottles a year anyhow, just buy it a year in advance. That way you're covered and you're not going to spend a whole bunch of money doing it. But I'm not a big thing, because to me, my Bible says that we don't have a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And I know as a Christian, after you accept Christ, you don't die anyhow. You leave your physical body. That's a fact. But you're going to go directly to God. It's not going to be any kind of, you know, purgatory or any kind of the nonsense. You're going to go directly to God. And so we don't really die as we would think we would. There's no ending of us as Christians. And so we need to understand that. And we need to also realize this entire planet is being run by a bunch of doggone weirdos. I mean, weirdos. And once you understand that the ancient Canaanite religions with the sacrificing of our children to Baal and Moloch and Asherah, and this has been around for thousands and thousands of years now, feeding these interdimensional entities with the blood of the children, then you kind of wonder why in the world Britney Spears came out this week and sent a tweet out that talked about 8 gallons of blood a week and how she was being abused. I mean, what the heck does she even mean by that? I mean, I understand that Britney Spears has pretty much, you know, lost it. I got that, right? But she's talking about some things that are really, really, really strange. And you got to ask yourself a question. What have they done to her? You know, what type of horrible things have they done? Naked, drugged, 8 gallons of blood a week. Britney Spears basically details the systemic abuse and servitude in a cryptic post, which was immediately taken down after she posted it. Now, does that mean she's completely and totally insane? Well, yeah, she's probably been driven to that. But does that mean that she doesn't know what's happened to her? No, it doesn't mean that. I mean, she could be telling you what they did and realizing what they've done to her and how badly it's affected her. So it's strange. Then you see Nancy Pelosi getting behind Joe Biden a few weeks ago with a State of the Union address, standing up when he's talking about the death of the soldiers. Remember that day?
Yeah, I thought she was flipping gang signs there.
Well, she starts rubbing her knuckles together. She's a Kabbalist witch. In fact, I've posted a video of her online doing an interview talking about how she was possessed by multiple spirits of women of the past and what they said to her. I'm not joking. And now this is the same thing that Hillary Clinton said, that she was basically possessed by the spirit of Eleanor Roosevelt and carried on conversations with her all the time. These people at this level are almost all high-level Kabbalist witches, which practice from the ancient book of the Zohar, which is an ancient how-to primer of Satanism and child sacrifice and witchcraft and casting spells and all kinds of other sick crap. They're Kabbalists like Katy Perry. And Britney Spears was when she was younger. I don't know what she is now. Now I think she's just crazy. And then you see the same thing that you see with, you know, Taylor Swift. And, you know, and all these different girls who basically are programmed and groomed to go to that dark side, go to the dark side, go to the dark side. Katy Perry, I'm a good friend of mine who's a pastor. He knew her when she was young. Her father was like a pastor, like an evangelical, like a preacher. And she was raised in an extreme Christian household. And she basically says on an audio, you can watch it on YouTube, that she sold her soul to the devil. She says that, you know, for material gain on this planet. And then you see this thing with Miley Cyrus and all the weird stuff she does in her concerts and how satanic she is. And you see it. You see Nancy Pelosi rubbing her knuckles together. And then you go back to the Old Testament and God tells the ancient Israelites over and over and over and over. Like we posted like 30 some odd scriptures on our website about this that basically don't kill your children by sacrificing them and passing them to the fire and, you know, sacrificing, giving them the Moloch. And what they did, Dave, it wasn't just it was horrible. They'd have a big bronze statue of Moloch, and in the middle they'd stoke it up from the backside, and they'd fill it full of firewood and coal or whatever else they had, and they would get that thing glowing red. It had arms out in front of it, and they would lay their infants on those arms, and they would be burned alive while they were screaming, and the people would be chanting while the children were being burned alive. That was sacrifice. And that's why in the Old Testament, God tells ancient Israel, stop it, stop it, stop it. And finally, he'd had enough of it, and he scattered ancient Israel. He basically just, that was the end of it. It was the end of them. He said, I'm done. I've had enough. I've been telling you now for over and over and over and over and over again. You won't listen. For over 1,000 years, wouldn't listen. See, we've got to understand it's this ancient Canaanite religion that still is controlling the planet through the sacrifices of Baal, Moloch, and Asherah, and Isis, and Osiris, now through abortion. You know what they say? We had 130 million abortions last year, feeding these extra-dimensional, interdimensional weird things with an energy from these children as they're being killed. This is some weird stuff, guys, and we've talked about it in depth on Dave's show before, but when we see it coming out now, we start to understand that's all part of this narrative. Now we have the senile Biden, if anybody thinks he's in charge of the United States of America and he's making any decisions.
No,
it's ludicrous. It's ludicrous.
Do you agree it's Obama and Susan Rice?
Oh, yes, it's at the superficial levels, of course it is. But you got to go higher than that, Dave. You got to go to the Satanist.
Well, yeah, I'm speaking day to day. There's the World Economic Forum, and then, of course, there's the man himself, Satan.
Oh, no, that's right. So that's pretty much the hierarchy. You got the CIA involved in that. You got the MI6. You got Mossad. You got all of these groups of intelligence agencies that all answer directly to these priests and priestesses and witches and warlocks of the – how should you say? It's almost like a – how should I say? It's like a priest class, priest and priestesses class of satanic worshipers who go all the way up, and then they answer directly to Lucifer. And when they answer to Lucifer, he wants to tie everybody at our level into a D-Wave computer using 5G networks so he can control your mind and your thoughts all of the time, just like he did in Genesis chapter 6. It says he did that in Genesis chapter 6, that everybody's thoughts were evil all of the time. And see, when you do this, Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago, he came and he reset the fractal timeline. He really did. He really changed everything. That's why the entire calendar was changed, because of him. He reset the timeline, and the ancient things of going out and having people crucified on crosses and sacrificed, you know, to Satan or whoever they were sacrificing to, all their different deities, it stopped. It all stopped through the formation of the Christian church. Then the Catholicism got hopelessly corrupt. They started selling indulgences and get-out-of-hell-free cards is what those were, to build their giant cathedrals all over Europe. And then all of a sudden Martin Luther came in and said, hey, look, you can't be doing this. These get-out-of-hell-free cards, these indulgences, this doesn't work. You can't do this. You got to start teaching the people the Bible, because up to that point it was illegal for the peasants to read the Bible. So there again, there was a priest class with the Catholic churches that worked with all of these, how should I say, Western civilizations, and installing rulers and leaders into positions of power who were directly tied in with the monarchies. And this is the group that basically corrupted Christianity, and then Luther brought it back, and now the same group now running through the Masonic lodges, which were also taken over in the 1700s, 1800s, who basically now are basically in cahoots with this New World Order to bring in a third temple so they can basically have their Antichrist walk out on the temple steps and declare himself God, which is a resurrection of the serpent god from the Zohar. This is the group that runs the entire planet. They've done it through political Zionism. They've done it through the Scofield Reference Bible. They've done it through, how should I say, the Shabbat Lubavitch sect. They've done it through all these different groups, including a guy by the name of Darby back in the 1850s who pushed the rapture theology on the Christian churches. And now we have this group of pastors that were taken over. And I'm going to say this very clearly. I am a Baptist. I go to a Baptist church. The Baptist churches have been taken over in the South by high-level Masons who run the deacons and the elder boards in a lot of the churches. Some people say there's over 10,000 Masonic pastors in the Baptist churches here in the southern United States. This group has come in now, and they have usurped the authority of Jesus Christ. They've come into these other churches and pushed the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it doctrine, which is a teaching that came from E.W. Kenyon back in the 1800s, and they have used all of this stuff to subvert Christianity and take away the blood covenant that we have with God through Christ. They don't ever talk about that. They don't talk about the cross or Christ crucified or what happens with the blood and how it sanctifies us. They don't discuss any of that. They've taken the crosses out of the churches. They don't require any repentance. They can maintain any abhorrent lifestyle that God says not to do in these churches, and it's okay with the leaders. And they even have people coming in who aren't even Christians to bring in a third temple fund to get the Christians to give money to rebuild a third temple. So in Israel, they can restart, how should I say, you know, animal sacrifices. And if you're doing that as a Christian, you need to think through this for a second. Read the book of Hebrews. Jesus Christ came as an eternal sacrifice for you and me as a Christian. To go in and try to refund a temple fund for people who don't accept Jesus Christ as the Messiah, to allow them to start animal sacrifices all over again, and you're a Christian, in my opinion, is blasphemous. It goes directly against the Word of God and what God did. God is the entity, the being, the God of this universe that allowed that second temple to be torn down by the Romans. He could have stopped that. He didn't. He knew it was no longer necessary because of Christ crucified and resurrected, and how his blood is an eternal covenant for us now. Once we understand that as a Christian, you start to ask yourself a lot of questions like, why are these guys doing this? Why do they want to do it? And then you see all this obfuscation. We get the Pfizer data dump last week, a week and a half ago, and they start talking about 1,200 side effects from this Pfizer vaccine, all types of cardiac issues and cancer issues. They knew that was coming out. Well, guess what? Putin decides to invade Ukraine at the same time as the Pfizer data dump. You know, Biden has cut off the Keystone Pipeline. Biden has reduced and put us back, you know, reduced our independence on oil, made us dependent on oil outside of the country again, which Trump, I'll give Trump credit for that one. He was able to get, you know, get us independent of oil. We were producing all the oil we needed in the United States. And suddenly we have all these things happening at once to cover up what happened with the COVID crisis. Well, here's how I look at this. I haven't forgotten that they've shut down the churches. I have not forgotten that they've put hundreds of thousands of mom-and-pop businesses out of business. I haven't forgotten any of that. I haven't forgotten that they forced people, by threat of being fired, they coerced them to take a kill shot that causes clots, heart disease, diabetes, cancer. The list goes on and on and on and on. Not diabetes, but cancer and heart disease. And the list goes on and on and on and on with what it does to the immune system. I haven't forgotten they did any of that stuff. I haven't forgotten that they took our soldiers in the United States and threw a whole bunch of them out of the military as they embraced the transgender ideology in the military because they refused to take a clot shot and didn't want to die. I haven't forgotten that they don't talk about all the athletes all over the world, especially soccer players, football players, but that's what they call soccer in Europe, who have dropped dead in the middle of the field. Used to be somebody would twist an ankle. That was when they twist an ankle or twist a knee, and they'd come out there and haul them off on a gurney. These guys aren't twisting ankles and twisting knees. They're dead. They're laying dead on the field, and they're coming out there and hauling them off and taking them to the morgue. But they don't want us to know about that either. So everything is obfuscation. It's all a lie to cover up these clowns who do this. And until the Christian church and the pastors on the pulpit, I know some of them are good pastors, and they're telling the truth, but till in the aggregate we can get Christian pastors to stop this name it, claim it, blab it, grab it garbage, and start talking about Jesus and what he can do for you and what needs to be done in this country, we're not going to change this, because the media is completely controlled by the Kabbalists. And they knew they had to get the church rendered ineffective. That's why they did that Johnson Amendment back in the 50s. Johnson was a complete and total pagan. That's all he was. Total pagan. And a lot of people believe that he was involved with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Whether that's true or not, I have no idea. But I've looked at a lot of the research. It's pretty damning on his part. But the reality is this. He was the one who pushed the Johnson Amendment, which said that churches can't talk about political issues. The reason for that is this guy was a pervert. He continually exposed his body parts to other people in meetings. I mean, the guy was a sick pervert. And the thing about it is that he didn't want the Christians coming in and talking about him from a political standpoint. So he just got the Johnson Amendment passed so they couldn't say anything about issues that weren't related to the Bible. So now the Christians then were also infiltrated with the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it group, same group back in the 40s and the 50s, and also infiltrated by the Masonic lodges, until now we have this compromised, watered-down Christianity that I mentioned earlier, that there's no repentance even involved. And I have a friend of mine, he's one of these pastors. He's got multiple mansions, huge jet. I mean, he flies around in a huge jet, big, huge Challenger jet, along with all of his other Christian buddy pastors who don't pay any taxes. And I told him, I said, look, I don't have a problem you having a plane. I don't even have a problem you having a nice house. I said, but you need to be telling the people the truth and telling them not to take a clot shot and the side effects of all this. You're supposed to be their shepherd. Oh, that's not what I'm called to do. I'm like, you're not called to protect your people? So I've got into a couple of sharp disagreements with him about this, because I don't like the fact that pastors won't call it out in the pulpit. They won't say things. Now, there's some are doing it. Some are finally doing it now. And I love those guys that are willing to do that, who won't compromise the message. But guys, listen to me. If the media is controlled by the Kabbalist Luciferians through State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard, Which it is. Now they've shown they paid $1 billion to media in order to push this narrative about don't be a clot shot, you know, resistor. Don't be a vaccine denier. I mean, all this stupid crap they came up with. $1 billion they spent to media to do this. If the media is that controlled, and I'm going to say this too, alt media is controlled too. I'm going to let you guys know that. And I don't know if Dave will agree with this or not. I consider about 90% of alt media to be compromised. When do you hear other alt media shows talk about what I'm telling you right now with Dave? When do you hear about that? They won't discuss any of this. They won't even bring up a third temple. They won't bring up any of this stuff because they don't want to offend their advertisers and the people that buy spots on their shows. I see it over and over and over. It's like there's a giant pink pedophile who's like 600 pounds sitting in the corner, and all these kids have been basically molested. And everybody's walking around inside the room going, I wonder who did all this. And the pedophile's sitting here in the back of the room. They can all see him. But they pretend like he doesn't exist. And so they talk around him like he's not there, but they all see him. That's what 90% of alt media has started to do, and that's what 100% of mainstream media does. They don't talk about the people, the Kabbalists, Luciferians. When's the last time you heard a person on mainstream news talk about the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, that weirdo pervert who likes to dress in funny clothes? I want to ask you that question.
Well, I actually have an answer for that. I have heard this on Tucker Carlson, but not much more.
Well, no. And are they going to talk about him being a Kabbalist? Are they going to talk about anything? Let me give you a little summary of what's going on here and realize what's really happened. You know, now the Biden regime is actually negotiating with Iran and Venezuela to buy oil. Imagine that. Imagine that. They'll literally do anything to avoid restarting the Keystone Pipeline and anything to prevent U.S. energy independence. We've already seen that. Because they have to have enough, how should I say, out of chaos will come their new world order. This week, we saw the gay Secretary Pete Buttigieg tell people who can't afford $4 gas, they should buy a $60,000 electric vehicle. Well, wait a minute. Wait, why would we do that? Because they don't want the petrodollar to stay the petrodollar, and they don't want the U.S. currency to maintain the U.S. reserve currency status. They want a digital currency that's going to be global and worldwide so they can bring in their new world order. And what their goal is to bring in a new world order, have it run under Noahide laws, and basically have it practice and worship Lucifer and Satan, rebuild a third temple to bring out the Antichrist, create a one-world satanic religion, one-world satanic government, so the people on this planet will be easier to control. The World Economic Forum now, Dave, you may not know this, is suddenly mass deleting their cyber attack plans that they've had posted on their website, which they admit to they will kill millions of people. They've also deleted their profiles of Vladimir Putin, who was one of the earliest graduates of the WEF's Young Global Leaders Program. This has some people wondering whether the former KGB agent Putin was spying on the globalist organization to protect Russian interests, or if he was being trained for his role as a major player in this new world agenda. In other words, is this whole thing staged? In the New American Magazine, Alex Newman said he had an answer to that question. He said the Russians were deeply in bed with these clowns at the World Economic Forum. Putin's central bank chief is on the World Economic Forum's board of trustees. I'm going to repeat that. Putin's central Rothschild-controlled bank is a chief on the World Economic Forum's board of trustees. And Vladimir Putin is good friends with Henry Kissinger, which I've met, by the way, Dave. The guy's a sicko. The ultimate new world order, deep state today, basically in the United States, and the Rockefeller poodle from Kissinger, who made his living serving as a shill for the new world order. This is Henry Kissinger, good friends with Putin. So what comes next? Are they going to bring in a central bank digital currency? You betcha. That's the goal. Then you've got Zelensky. Have you seen the video of Zelensky, Dave, wearing the high heels with his gay friends?
No,
wearing
leather, I have not seen that. Are you saying Zelensky's gay?
If Zelensky, let me ask you a question, Dave. I think my personal opinion is Zelensky is probably a bisexual. His wife looks like a guy, so I don't know if that's another Michelle Obama deal going on with Obama, because we all know that Jeff, we all know that Joan Rivers said that Obama was gay and that his wife was a tranny, and we all know she was dead shortly thereafter. Do I think look at Zelensky's wife on her Wikipedia page and how masculine she's dressed and how masculine she looks? Is she a guy? Probably. Now let me ask you another question, Dave. You get four or five of your buddies together and you all want to wear high heels and dance in a gay video. Yeah, the answer you're going to tell me is no, Ted. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to even be anybody thinking that I'm queer. This guy didn't care about that. He just did it. So he's a comedian. He had his own talk show in Russia about how he was going to be president of the United States. And then he has his own AOC, one of his subordinates there. It's exactly the same format they used to get Trump on into the White House, with AOC as his subordinate here and going against him in D.C. The whole thing, when they get a program that works, they stick with it. And we know that Cohen, Donald Trump's friend from the 70s and who died, 20, 30 years ago, was a full-blown homosexual. We know that. And now we ask ourselves another question. Is Zelensky gay? Well, personally, I think he is. But see, they don't consider that to be a problem, because here's why. Their hermaphroditic god named Ein Sof, which is a snake in a tree, which I mentioned earlier in this broadcast already, they want to resurrect from the pit, okay? He basically is an hermaphrodite. He's both male and female. So they believe that if you're homosexual, you're closer to that gay snake than you are if you're not a homosexual. And if you're a transgender, oh, you're right in line now. That's why the transgender and homosexual agenda has become so adamant. And I used to never talk about it. I mean, I remember when I did Doug Hagman's show like 10 years ago. I just said, nah, Doug, I don't care. Whatever they want to do, I don't care. Leave me out of the loop. That's not good enough for them. They don't want you to stay out of the loop. Here in Florida now, we just passed a bill, or trying to get a bill passed, don't say gay. No gay indoctrination for children from kindergarten to the third grade. And the entire homosexual gay community around the planet has gone absolutely ape poop because we've done that. Why? Because they want to continue with their indoctrination of getting these children to accept transgenders and becoming homosexual. Because when a child is about the age of 4 to about 8, they're in a, how should I say, theta brainwave state. They have no filter. If you tell them they're a sponge or they're a walrus or they can be Batman or Spider-Man, they put on a Batman, Spider-Man outfit, and you got to be careful they don't jump off the roof thinking they're going to spin a web. They really think they're that person. They have no filters. They know if they can get that child programmed when he's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, they can say to him, it's okay being gay. It's okay being a transgender. You can be a boy or a girl or whatever you want, and that child will be programmed for the rest of his life, and without the intervention of the Holy Spirit and some significant counseling, that kid can never be advised or ever believe again that he's not queer or not a transgender and that there's nothing wrong with it if he is. That's the goal here, and we have to understand that. So Zelensky, do I think he's gay? Absolutely yes. Now, he's demanding, this gay dancer in leathers and high heels, is demanding that the EU immediately grant membership to the Ukraine. Zelensky's also called on the United Nations court and calling it the kangaroo court to step in and stop the Russian invasion. And we've got to go back now to the United Nations. The United Nations was formed after World War II, after the League of Nations has failed, which was a Rothschild entity, international banker-controlled entity, and the United Nations international banker-controlled also. The same group of State Street, Vanguard, BlackRock, weirdo bloodline families that do all the stuff with the central banks are the same group that run the United Nations. Then we see the Finnish government, Dave. They're talking about how they're going to join NATO. Then we see Swedish government talking about how they're going to join NATO. And, you know, what they're doing here, this group of cabalists, this World Economic Forum, is they're demolishing sovereign nation states, exactly what they did to Germany and France and Italy with the EU, with the euro. Because they want to amalgamate them into an unbelievably freakish regional order. This is exactly what Henry Kissinger said he was going to do in his book, World Order. He said the key to achieving world order is getting these countries involved in these regional orders and then merging all of these regional orders together. Remember, we had that years ago. They were talking about taking the United States and Canada and South and Central America and creating a one currency for them called the Amero. You guys remember this. It was a huge thing in the alt media years and years ago to create this group of states that all work together with open borders. And what he's trying to do, and what Putin's apparently trying to do, is to build a Euro-nation union with the former Soviet states. And he said publicly this future Euro-nation should be fused with the European Union to have free trade area stretching from Lisbon to the Pacific Ocean. Don't get behind these guys. Listen to me. This is all what Otto Kahn said they do. They control both sides from the middle. Remember, Otto Kahn was a member of Kuhnleib. It was a big influential banking firm that was involved with the formation of the Federal Reserve back in 1913. And he was asked why they were promoting both capitalism and communism. He says they used them both as a brake and as an engine to maintain world control. And they hold the world by its axis so they could turn it any which way they want. That was Otto Kahn. So don't be played. Don't line up behind Putin. Don't line up behind that gay, leather, high heel wearing weirdo. Don't line up behind the European Union. If you're going to line up behind anybody, line up behind Jesus, Dave, because he's the author, he's the finisher, he's the perfecter, and he'll change this mess if we all come back to him and repent and start teaching people the truth. But all of these people on the world stage, it's like the one book, the book that everybody needs to read, is called Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. It's a free book online. You can read it. Pawns in the Game, William Guy Carr. Read it. The Satanic. Another one is The Brotherhood of Evil by Monty. That was an excellent book too. And there's another really good one called The Bad War, which talks about an alternative theory of what happened in World War II. And this list goes on and on and on. Listen to Myron Fagan's audio version of the Illuminati and what happened with the Council of Foreign Relations after the League of Nations fell. That's all basically online. It's free. Myron Fagan, he tried to warn us. These audio recordings of him are 60 years old, and he told us what they were doing. This is why Ronald Reagan was so against communism, because he knew what they were doing. And Ronald Reagan was shot right after he got in office, a few months after he got in office. They kept him medicated. And George H., who I knew, basically kept, you know, ran the White House for 8 years and ran it for another 4 years, had no interest in winning again, had no interest. He'd already been there for 12 years. And basically they put, you know, Clinton in. And Clinton was a known drug peddler and smuggler out of Arkansas working with the CIA. Watch the movie with Tom Cruise called American Made. You'll see that. And then Clinton ran for 8 years. And then Clinton is the one who deregulated radio to allow one group or one entity to come into a market like New York City and literally buy up every radio station in the market to censor the news. Clinton did that. And then, of course, we ended up with George W., the dumb one, who goes in and attacks Afghanistan, who had nothing to do with 9/11, to be able to put the poppy fields back into Afghanistan via instruction of the CIA to start running their $1.5 trillion worth of heroin back out of Afghanistan to fund the black ops through the Exchange Stability Fund. This is the group of clowns and actors that we have. And then we get the gay Kenyan with his guy wife. I mean, it's just as an explanation point, just to show this. Then they give us Trump, which for the first couple of years, I don't think Trump realized he was going to be used as a pawn. He actually did some good things. Second 2 years was awful, especially with Operation Warp Speed. And then we get the senile one with his whore wife, with his whore vice president, the hoe. And we're sitting back and we're going, the guy can't even construct a sentence without a teleprompter, without stuttering and changing topic. And we know very well at this point, he ain't running the country, period. And now we finally have seen it, but the people in America still don't want to believe it, Dave, because light is coming to the world, the Bible says, but the world has preferred the darkness. Nobody wants to believe that this system is so corrupt that it's corrupt to the doggone, to the core, down to the DNA of it. Like with Hillary Clinton and Benghazi and all the stuff that she did. Now she's reared up her satanic evil head again, and she's talking. If it's her, if it's not a body double, we don't know what these clowns are up to at that level. But the point is this: we can't believe anything the media says, because they use the yin and the yang, the energy, to create conflicts so they can move the paradigm any direction they want to bring in this one world satanic order. And as far as me and my household, Dave, we're going to serve the Lord. And I'm not going to play this game with these clowns. I'm going to call them out until my dying breath of who they are and what they are. Because until we all do that in aggregate, it won't make any difference. And these guys are going to have their way with us, like they're doing right now. I personally believe, in my opinion, and a lot of you believe the same thing, that Donald Trump won the last election. But that wasn't the narrative they needed.
Is there any question?
No, not at all. I believe that. But that wasn't the narrative. They didn't want a nationalist in the White House. They had to come in. Their New World Order was already on the back burner. They had not been able to move as quickly as they wanted to because of the internet. And so they had to get another person in who was a socialist, hardcore communist, pro-gay, pro-transgender, pro-weirdo, senile, so they could easily control him and put him in front of the podium and give him a teleprompter to read. That's what they did. And so we all know, and then Donald Trump, he was so scared by whatever they had on him, he should have pardoned every single person from January the 6th. Every single person should have got a doggone pardon. You know, I know Roger Stone. I had dinner with him a few weeks ago down in Miami with Mancal Mueller. We were out there at a German restaurant. And what was interesting about this is Stone said to me, he goes, I only wish Trump would have pardoned me 2 or 3 years earlier before I went bankrupt. I'm like, yeah, but he didn't. But why didn't Trump pardon every single person involved in the January 6th thing? Now some of these people are going to prison for some of them the rest of their lives. You know, they're basically being charged with seditious conspiracy and trying to overthrow the government. I mean, we see that with Cecil Rhodes and a bunch of the other people that he knew. And the thing about it is that where were their weapons stashed? I mean, why in the world, if they're saying they were trying to take over the United States, where were their troops? Where were their tanks? Where were their 100,000-man marching armies? There wasn't any of that up there. Donald Trump called those people to D.C. He's the one who called them there. And then he didn't even want to go in and address them properly and follow them or take them to the Capitol building. He should have done that. And he should have pardoned everybody. For some reason, they got something else on him. Now, I don't know if it's because of Jeffrey Epstein, who's Trump's good buddy. I don't know what kind of videos they got on Trump. And Ghislaine Maxwell even said they had videos of Trump. Now, of course, Ghislaine Maxwell, how much credibility does she have? But I believe her on this one. I really do. Because he and Epstein used to run around in the same circles down there in Palm Beach all the time. And these guys, again, Jeffrey Epstein was Mossad. He worked with the CIA. You know, he basically had a temple on his island. Was there a human sacrificial altar on the temple? Were there underground catacombs underneath the temple, as we've heard? I don't know. All I know is this. Over 1,000 girls were abducted and raped, statutorily raped, involved with all of this stuff, and only 3 or 4 girls come to testify. Where are the other 1,000? That's the question I have. Why haven't they come forward? And just like Maxwell now, she gets that lesbian trial judge up there in New York, and now they're saying that one of the jurors was tainted because they had some sexual abuse in their life when they were younger, and that now they want Ghislaine Maxwell to have a new trial. I can guarantee you one thing. She's got a dead woman switch. And if something happens to her, a whole bunch of stuff's going to get dumped on the internet. And they don't want that to happen. That's why that woman's still breathing air or hasn't been relocated to some non-extradition country in the Middle East. Just thought I'd mention that because she's got a Jewish passport. Remember, she's a dual Israeli citizen, and she's also Mossad. The whole thing is so twisted. It's so messed up. And I said it on your show, and I'll say it again, Dave. I don't believe that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. I don't believe that at all. I believe the body they pulled out of there was a body double.
I agree.
Because Mossad does not kill Mossad. How do you maintain unity in the rank if you start killing other Mossad members? You can't do it. It doesn't work. The only person that was stupid enough to do that was Hillary Clinton with what she did with the CIA in Benghazi. Dave, you know that story better than anybody. And how many of those people that were CIA there that were supposed to die, how many of them resigned and left the CIA? You can't maintain unity if you start killing your own agents. It doesn't work that way. So, guys, it's so important that we all remember what's really going on behind the scenes is obfuscation. They don't want a global thermonuclear war. They don't want that. They've spent billions, hundreds of billions, who knows how much globally, on setting up in a 5G system, 6G. That Donald Trump, by the way, is the one who pushed that, by the way. You've got to remember that. He also pushed the Operation Warp Speed. And they know now, and they tell us, they can hack into the human brain and control you through energy weapons and frequencies. They can also stop your heart. They've had that technology for over 50 years. Read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, and you'll get yourself an eyeful. You'll get an eyeful of that. And you'll understand who these people are and the level of technology they've gotten from, I will say, the fallen angels or the fallen angel bloodlines or whatever these entities are in these other dimensions that routinely appear to them and also routinely appear to the Viril Maidens with Adolf Hitler. And this is the same group that we had to deal with Roswell and all the rest. Read the book, The Day After Roswell by Colonel Corso. It was a bestseller. Read that book. And also read the book, The Money Mafia, by the Secretary of Defense out of Canada, Helluride. Read those two books and the other books that I mentioned, and we'll tighten you right up. You'll start to see what I'm telling you is happening. We're being controlled by the ancient Canaanite religions of human sacrifice for thousands and thousands of years, and these entities are still ruling the planet. And that's why Jesus said, light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. And it also says there's been a veil that's been placed over the hearts and the minds of the unbelievers so they cannot believe or know the truth. That's where we are right now. So it shows like yours, Dave, and Hagman, in our show, Ted and Austin Brower show, you know, that are out there telling the people the truth to the best of our ability. Because, guys, listen to me. The time is short. You know, I'm pushing 70 years old. I have heaven said I'm probably 67 my next birthday, and I am so blessed to still be here and maintaining the fight. Because what is the goal? What is our goal? My goal is for God to say to me when I go to heaven, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what my heart beats for the great I am. All I want to do is promote Christ and the resurrection and the blood covenant we have with Jesus to God Almighty. That's the only reason we're here, to try to get other people to understand what God did for you. He's an omnipresent being, and he died on a cross. Why would he do that? I just told them all, basically, we're going to do another Sodom and Gomorrah, and we're going to do another, you know, Genesis flood. I'm not going to do this. Heck with these people. That's what I would have done. By the grace of God, we've got God who's willing to do whatever he had to do to reconcile us to him. And it's so important that we understand that. So that's how much he loves you as far as the east is from the west. And if we get that and we understand that, at that point, we know who we are in Christ Jesus. And that's why the first century church grew in spite of being crucified, being fed to lions, and having all these issues for the first 200 or 300 years. The church got bigger and bigger and bigger. The Bible says they'll know that you are my disciples because you love one another. That's why I told you guys at the beginning of the show, I'm not going to get up here and push a bunch of fear porn to you guys about potassium iodide. Just get enough to store up for your family for a year. It's cheap. But don't be buying thousands of bottles of the stuff. Don't be doing that. It's not necessary because we are here for a reason and for a purpose, and we're supposed to help each other and love one another. That's why I want to thank all of you who listen to the Ted and Austin Brower Show, or listen to Dave Hodges, or listen to Hagman, for your support of these shows. If you didn't do that, we couldn't be here. I mean, Dave was a college professor. He no longer does that. This is his full-time profession. I was a college professor many, many years ago. This is my full-time profession now. This is what I do. Somebody asked me the other day. In fact, a doctor that if I mention her name, you know who she was. And I was having dinner with her. She's one of the top anti-vaccination doctors in the world. And my wife and I were having dinner with her over in Clearwater about 3 or 4 months ago. And she asked me, Dave, she said, Ted, if you could do anything that you're doing right now, if you could do anything, what would you do? And I looked at her and I said, exactly what I'm doing right now, because I feel that I'm in the middle of God's perfect will for my life right now. I'm going to put up the good fight. She goes, well, are you ever going to retire? I said, I'm never going to retire. What, sit around and play golf? Bleh, I hate playing golf. It's awful. I mean, I play it every once in a while, but I mean, it's just, I have no interest in it. I want to be productive and do things that I know are going to further the kingdom of God. And listen to me, friends. I looked at diesel fuel today. It's $5.70 a gallon down here. The regulars are about $4.80 a gallon right now. You know, with this happening, it's going to unbelievably contract the economy. It's time to realize that our time here is, you know, passing pretty quick. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. He'll give you hope. And without hope, you have no future. And without a future, you're going to be unbelievably depressed. We have to have hope and faith in Christ Jesus that he's going to deliver us from the other side. But don't step away and be sheepish. When someone asks you, are you a Christian? Yes, my heart beats for the great I am. Yes, I serve Jesus Christ. I had a friend of mine, his name's Cody. I was at his house a few months back, and he and his wife were asking me some questions. We were going over some stuff that we were studying, and we were doing some stuff on avionics and airplanes and stuff. And I remember his wife came out and said, what is your purpose in life? And I said, to serve God. And they said, what? I said, to serve God. I said, my heart beats for the great I am. I serve Jesus. And they looked at me kind of funny because they're not Christians. But you could tell they were like taken away by what I said, because probably no one had ever said that to them. Guys, listen to me. Let your light so shine before men that they'll know your good deeds and they'll glorify your Father that's in heaven. Let everybody know that you're a Christian. And be nice and be kind to everybody. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be taken advantage of. That's a fact. I don't let people take advantage of me. But I'm always nice and kind to the best of my ability, because I want people to realize that people will know you by your fruits and what you do. And always remember that. Just be a good fruit-bearing tree. Realize that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, that this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And I said that I said on my show today, I told my listeners today, Dave, I said, I will always promote Jesus. I will always promote Christ on this show. Because if I don't, what's the point?
Now,
how many other alt-media shows do that? If we don't have Jesus as the centerpiece of what we're trying to do, what's the point of any of this? Now, I know some people have gotten on the Christian bandwagon, and they're not even saved. I've talked to some of these people about their relationship with Jesus. They can't even tell me when they got saved or when they accepted Christ. But they're nationally known names. That's not who you follow. You follow the people that you know serve the great I am, who serve Jesus, who, when you hear them talk, that's what they talk about on an ongoing basis. You don't serve witches like Pelosi, who basically gets possessed by all these demonic spirits, or Hillary Clinton. mean, what the heck? Yesterday, Dave, I was having a Five Guys burger. There you go. A little true confession with you guys. I haven't had one in years. And I was sitting there, and there was this gay guy sitting there talking to this girl. And he was talking about, he was just pontificating. He just knew it all. So finally I said to him, I walked up to him and I said, you know, you seem to know a lot about world events. I didn't say you knew them correctly. So I walked up to his table. I said, can I ask you some questions? I got a really big podcast and I'd like to interview you. He goes, sure. I said, okay. And I said to him, I said, do you think we're going to have a nuclear war? He goes, no, I don't think Biden will allow that. I started laughing. I thought, okay, you think Biden's in control? He goes, well, I hope he is. And then he starts talking about how we're going to, it was nauseating. And he was pro Hillary, pro Obama, pro Biden, pro all of it. And I finally started asking him questions, and he really went with the complete and total liberal mainstream narrative. And I thought to myself, wow, he really believes this stuff. See, that's a problem for everybody else, because when you get 50% of the population, they like communism, and they want you to be a slave and a peasant. The other 50% don't. Ask what happened to the Russian Revolution when all that started going on. Russia finally gave up after about a 10-year civil war because they had lost so many people. Some people say up to 100 million were killed by Stalin and Lenin, that the Russian people finally just gave up and accepted it. We can never do that, Dave. We can never accept this, and I don't believe we ever will as Americans, especially because of our Second Amendment. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. I do think there's a point when Americans are going to be backed into a corner and they're going to have no choice but to fight. But we have guns, so our resolution of a civil war would come much more quickly than you'd expect in a civilization that does not have guns as common as we do. Nuclear war, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to hear your perspective. I hope you're right. But I'll share this with you. I don't think World War is going to break out in Ukraine. And I did a podcast the other day, and I said, beware of the peacemaker. Because if we're on the edge of war and someone comes in and stops it, you know who that is. The Bible also says in the final battle, Armageddon, that Damascus in Syria will be wiped out in a day. I think that's where things are going. And Ted, I'm going to give you a little twist here. Thanks to the Biden administration, for negotiating with the biggest terrorist nation on the face of the earth. They won't let us develop our own oil. So we got to go to foreign oil, like somehow that makes a difference in climate change. And Iran in particular, now that money will be used by Iran to try to beef up their nuclear forces and build nuclear bombs to attach to the ICBMs they already have. Israel's never going to allow that. That's where the final battle could take place. It could start right there in the Middle East.
You're actually right. That's right. You're correct. The difference is, you know, what I mean, Israel has so many nuclear weapons, it's ridiculous. And, you know, and the Zionists in this country, which is a political movement, by the way, it's a Zionism, basically looks at Israel as being, you know, of paramount importance in the end times. It basically, for a better vernacular to use, it's kind of like a doomsday cult. They kind of want the end of the world to come so they can be raptured. I know that sounds weird, but that's what they believe. So they can sit up in the heavenly grandstands after they get pulled off the planet and applaud and look at what's going on the earth and basically go, oh, wow, what a mess down there. I'm glad we got raptured. So they're doing everything they possibly can to push that. And see, this is the thing. You know, the Middle East is a volatile mess. It really, really is. And it has been for hundreds of years, thousands of years. And the problem that we run into is how many people in the Middle East will try to push prophecy just to get what they want to have done.
Absolutely.
And that's what we run into, Dave. And that's why I said a lot of the Christian churches were overtaken because of Zionism from 100 years ago from Darby and Schofield, and these things weren't even taught, you know, before 1850. And so we need to understand for the first 2,000 years approximately of Christianity, none of these doctrines were taught. And now they're all being taught, putting this whole thing into the Middle East again for the end of it all. And we need to understand some things since we mentioned Israel. You know, Israel is the number one homosexual destination in the world. Do your own research on that. You know, the Israel that we have in the Old Testament versus the Israel we have in the New Testament are not the same entities. You know, that Israel in the Old Testament was discarded by God Almighty himself. And now people say, well, it has to be reformed before we go into the tribulation. Well, quite frankly, I don't want to go into the tribulation. I don't want to have the seals start popping and, you know, huge swaths of the earth start dying. But these guys want that. they want a kill rate of about 90% to bring the population of the planet down to 500 million people. They really want to kill that many people. And they'll do it with their satanic mess and all the other weird things they're involved with. And remember, these, a lot of these wars they have, Dave, are blood sacrifices. This is what the Zohar demands, these blood sacrifices. And they want to have these things on an ongoing basis to try to bring in the end times they want. So, guys, what I said, you don't need to be putting money into a third temple fund as a Christian. Pray that the Lord tarries. Pray that he tarries and that more people are saved. Don't try to force something to happen in the Middle East because you want to get raptured. What if you're wrong? What if it's not a pre-trib rapture? What if it's a mid-trib rapture? What if it's a post-trib rapture? Heck, what if it's not even a rapture? I can give you study after study on all those different variables and tell you that these people think they're right. Be very careful what you wish and what you try to force. Because, guys, why don't we do it this way? Why don't we pray for God's perfect will to be done? Every single day when I pray for you guys, my listeners, I pray that that God's perfect will is done in my life, my family's life, and I list everybody by name. That's the goal here, not to be a name it, claim it, blab it, grab it weirdo, but to pray for God's perfect will in your life. And if we all pray for that, then we have God's perfect will and not this weird New World Order that runs around doing all these weird things all the time. We got a bunch of witches and warlocks and weirdos and wizards and all kinds of other people that are running this planet right now, guys, and that is not of God, and that is not okay with God, and we need to stand up as Christians and say no, no more.
Ted, I need to ask you a question along these lines. You referenced Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. Let's just look at Congress for a second without going through all members because we don't have time. Is satanic worship common with this group, or are they Satanists by failure to choose Jesus? So in other words, by default.
Okay, that's a good question. I believe, well, first of all, they don't consider themselves to be Satanists. They consider themselves to be Kabbalists, or they consider themselves to be high-level witches. You know, in warlocks and wizards.
Six one, and half they, dozen the other.
I'm dealing with semantics now. Yeah. They don't look at it that way. If you look at the movie, and I'm not recommending anybody watches this unless you watch it edited, Eyes Wide Shut with Stanley Kubrick. He was a Hollywood insider. I could go into detail the other day, but I'm not going to. He did that movie with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Remember, Nicole Kidman's own father was involved in child trafficking and child hunting with hunting parties in Australia. He fled the country and was killed in the country he went to. This is Nicole Kidman. Tom Cruise, a lot of people say he's gay, whether he is or not. I don't know. Don't care. He's a good actor. The point is this. They both did this movie together. Their marriage shortly ended right after that. And it showed the satanic inner circles of the New World Order and the people who were the leaders and these giant ritual orgies they were having. Why do you think Paul said in the New Testament, hey, stop going to orgies? Okay, we're thinking, oh, well, this is Rome. Rome had the orgies. No, we still have orgies. Look at that. Jerry Falwell Jr. with his open marriage, with his wife having sex with the pool boy. You guys can go back and read all of that, open marriage that they had. This is the sick stuff that we've got. And it's gotten itself stuck. And that's why there's so many pastors out there.
We're going to run out of time, Ted. Would you say that most of Congress are on the dark side by choice, by neglect, combination of the two? Would you say it's over half?
I'd say approximately half. I wouldn't think all of them. I think probably 50. Remember what J. Edgar Hoover, that cross-dressing weirdo, said? He says you don't have to blackmail everybody. You just have to blackmail 51%. And that's what we have to understand. Amen. Is that when you get Mossad, MI6, CIA coming in and setting these people up with young girls and videotaping or drugs or with whores, they have a tendency at that point to do what they're told to do. Once you put a ring in their nose, they're going to follow the ring. And that's what they've been doing, and that's what they've been doing since the days of J. Edgar Hoover. I mean, look how J. Edgar Hoover was directly involved with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. If you look back at the research on that, everybody watch the video from JFK to 9/11, it's a rich man's trick. Instead of watching Netflix tonight, that satanic group,
watch the
video from JFK to 9/11, it's a rich man's trick.
That's another show. Ted, we're almost out of time here, so I got to make sure that we get this in. You've got a terrific show. We got about 30 seconds to describe it. Tell people how they can follow you.
Go to Globalstar or go to healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. You can use the Common 5 coupon, get anything you want there for 5% off. Because of Dave's support, we do this, and because we support him. And realize that the Ted and Austin Brower Show, if you like what you heard today, listen to the show. If you don't like what you heard today, don't listen to the show, because this is what you're going to get. It's going to be directed in your face about all of this. It is politically incorrect. It's the Ted and Austin Brower Show, healthmasters.com. You get a direct link, and you can listen to it live every day or the archives every day. We're a big show, and we really appreciate y'all's support. We pray for you guys every day. Thank you.
I got to make sure, too, that we get this in for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm walking testimony that Health Masters has great products. Healthmasters.com. And let me just give you the real quick example. If Taiwan is attacked by China, Taiwan will take out the Three Gorges Dam. Say goodbye to your pharmaceuticals. There's motivation for you to get busy right now learning about natural health care and start with healthmasters.com. Ted, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. Thanks for coming on again.
Thanks, my friend. It's good talking to you again, Dave. God
Thank
bless.
You. Take care.